It's 103.9 WDKX. Good morning, Rochester, on this Wednesday morning. Hump Day Wednesday. I got the mayor of comedy in the building, and when he's in the building, you already know what time it is. It's time for the quarantine update. Mr. Talent Harris.
Hey, man, what's popping with you, player? So as you can see, man, coming this Friday, you know, phase one, we're coming out of quarantine a little bit. You know, this is phase one, so they're going to start opening some more stores and things, so stay tuned for who that's going to be exactly. Well, your region before me, site up there, you guys up there get it before us.
Yeah, so what they're going to do is it's going to be, you know, like a lot of the outdoor jobs, construction, landscaping, manufacturing, that's phase one.
Well, at least they got a plan, site. You know what I mean? At least they got a plan in place to go in phases, you know, so instead of just jumping in or not, you know, jumping in or doing some Trump stuff, at least our governor is the best governor in the country right now.
Speaking of Trump, did you hear what Trump said the other day?
Well, now what he say? I heard a couple of things. Let's see which one you heard. Which one you heard?
What he told when they were doing the press conference. Hold on, let me just play the clip right here.
Said many times that the U.S. is doing far better than any other country when it comes to testing.
Yes.
Why does that matter? Why is this a global competition to you if every day Americans are still losing their lives and we're still seeing more cases every day?
Well, they're losing their lives everywhere in the world. And maybe that's a question you should ask China. Don't ask me. Ask China that question, okay? When you ask them that question, you may get a very unusual answer. Yes, behind you, please.
So how do you tell this woman, this Asian woman, ask China?
I thought that was hilarious because the lady, the Asian woman, the reporter had her mask fully on. Yep. And when he said that, she was so perturbed, she pulled the mask down. Like he said, why you ask me that?
Oh, my goodness. And then the other lady in the video, you see, she asks her a question. And he cuts it right off and ends the whole conversation.
Hilarious, man. He got out of there, though, I tell you that. You know, he knew he was in trouble and he got out of it. But I tell you, the war is on. Even with this virus thing and how you handled the coronavirus, you see McConnell comes out. And he's taking stabs at Barack Obama because there was a stream that leaked where, you know, Barack gave his opinion on it. Right. And said, you know, he kind of handled it disastrous. And Mitch McConnell sounds like a black dude from the hood. He said he need to keep his mouth shut. That sounded like you need to keep my name out your mouth.
Well, I'm saying, I mean, you know, you call it spade a spade. If it look like a duck, quack like a duck, it's a duck. I mean, what else? Yeah.
Ain't no way around it, man. Ain't no way around it. And it's not like it's something that other people haven't already said 102 times. You know what I mean?
Right.
The brother, your handling of it has been wrong.
Now, this other story based out in Florida, I believe it's Clearwater, Florida, where there were a group of people protesting about opening the gyms in front of the courthouse. They're doing push-ups, sit-ups, all that stuff.
That was crazy. But to me, it was kind of a silly protest because if you're doing all that in front of the gym in the courthouse, you don't need the gym.
Exactly. You just showed
you just showed me that you got these calisthenics in control, baby.
So why put everybody else in risk? Go home and do some sit-ups.
Hilarious. Hey, did you see that story? That last time we did a story, you covered, I think it was Frontier Airlines.
Yes.
With these very, very, very cheap flights, you know, to get somewhere, you know, nonstop. But now they went a step further. Frontier Airlines now will let you pay to keep the middle seat empty on your flight. So there's a charge you can play on top of your ticket to just keep that middle seat empty.
So would I take away the $11 of the penny ticket?
Well, I think that $11 tax is going to remain there. But here's my thing. I wouldn't jump to pay for that because let's say I got the window seat.
Right.
And I want to keep the middle open. Then the guy who got the aisle seat, he getting that for free.
Right. I mean,
paid to keep us safe. He did not.
Right.
Do I get a right to be when he board the plane, go, excuse me, sir. I paid $30 more to keep this. Cause you have $15, you gotta give me $15 towards your end.
We gotta split this. Hey, Tyler, we're gonna take a break real quick, and then we're gonna come right back. It's the WDKX Wake Up Club with 103.9 WDKX.